Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What makes it such a great week? Well, first of all, let us hope that there are great developments toward the end of this ongoing war in the Middle East. And yes, there is some word today about Israeli successes in the war that could lead to a much quicker and more decisive conclusion than many people had expected. But it's also a week where there are big elections taking place tomorrow. Elections in Ohio, elections in Kentucky, elections in Mississippi, governorships at stake, a very crucial election in Virginia for control of the state legislature, where there is a tremendous amount of publicity on the idea that Governor Glenn Youngkin, who's very popular, he has one of the highest approval ratings of any governor in the country, and yes, he's a Republican, that if he succeeds in taking over both houses of the state legislature for the Republican Party, they right now hold a majority in the state assembly, and if they win the state senate under Governor Youngkin's leadership, a tremendous number of people believe he would jump into the presidential race. There's also a possibility of electing Elvis's cousin as governor of Mississippi. No, really, the Democratic candidate for governor of Mississippi, which is a very Republican state, is named Presley. And could he win? Could that shake things up? In Ohio, they have marijuana and, much more importantly, abortion on the ballot. So a lot of this will test the viability of today's Democratic Party, which is under challenge in a brand new book. And the book is going to be released later this week. We have an advance chance to speak to the author of the book, Where Have All the Democrats Gone? The Soul of the Party in the Age of Extremes. Rui Teixeira, who has been on this show before, is writing in this book about why the Democrats are in trouble and how it is that the Democrats have gotten detached from the working class, from ordinary middle class and working class Americans, who still represent the heart and soul of the electorate. We'll be speaking about that with Rui Teixeira. We'll also be speaking with the former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, on Israel, on Ukraine, and on the threat to world peace, how the current situation with both of those ongoing wars could lead to disastrous impacts for the United States of America. And then there is the question of both sides now, both sides in terms of support for Israel or support for Hamas, the terrorist organization, that dividing Americans here in this country. And a front page poll in the New York Times, which I do want to get to, because honestly, I've never seen anything like this in the New York Times regarding Donald Trump. The New York Times has not been a fan of Donald Trump, but they have a very persuasive front page article about why Trump is way ahead in the election in terms of winning the six swing states that he needs to win. Trump is solidly ahead in five of those six states. And when they ask people about whose leadership could make a positive difference in their lives, Trump is ahead of Biden by a huge margin. So there's more desperation in Team Biden. There are more leading figures who are writing about the Biden need to step aside. But step aside for whom? who is the the alternative right now in terms of Real Clear Politics and their average and their assessment of the average of polls. There's 14%. This is actually on betting. There are 14% of people who are betting on Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, to become the Democratic nominee for president. 61% of the people believe that Biden will be the nominee. But should he be the nominee? And speaking of Kamala, there's a bizarre story, and it's so embarrassing and foolish and sad. But Kamala Harris, as you know, the second gentleman, her husband, Doug Emhoff, is Jewish. And they lit a menorah and were very public about it on the Hanukkah season. And he has lost no opportunity speaking to Jewish groups and talking about his own Jewish commitment. And in the midst of this existential threat to Israel, the daughter of Doug Emhoff, the stepdaughter of the Vice President of the United States, has put herself on the line to help raise $8 million for Hamas. Yeah, it's raising money for Gaza. But right now, Gaza is under control, at least for the time being, until this war is won, is under control of Hamas. And speaking of the very latest, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, have reopened an evacuation route for Gaza civilians to move south for their safety. The IDF has repeatedly called on the residents of Gaza City to evacuate from the area and continues to urge them to do so. A statement from the IDF, "We are not at war with the people of Gaza. We are at war with Hamas." And speaking of which, they released some video, which is fascinating to see, because what the video shows is a building in downtown Gaza City, and a building that's already been damaged somewhat from aerial attack. And the sides of it are painted with children on swings and children playing hopscotch and kids and flowers. Yeah, but that's painted on the buildings. And what you can also see in this video is there are hundreds, literally hundreds of rockets located there in the same building. A report from the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, in the past 24 hours, over 450 Hamas targets were struck, including terrorists themselves, including a very prominent terrorist, military compounds, observation posts, anti-tank missile launch posts, and more. IDF ground troops took control of a Hamas military compound containing observation posts, training areas for Hamas operatives, and underground terror tunnels in Gaza. Based on ISA and IDF intelligence, Israel Defense Forces fighter jets neutralized Jamal Musa. Neutralized is kind of a euphemism. He has gone on to meet his maker. And Jamal Musa was responsible for the special security operations, in quotes, of Hamas. During IDF activity in Gaza today, Israeli soldiers located and destroyed several facilities, including one within a mosque, being used for launching rockets into Israel. The operation to destroy the terrorist infrastructure within the mosque was conducted by the IDF's 460th Armored Forces. In another facility, this one being used for youth activities, IDF personnel located over 50 rockets. The 50th Battalion of the Nahal Brigade destroyed the ordnance at the site. Coming up, speaking about ongoing wars and defense of the United States, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who served under President Trump on Israel, Ukraine, and the future U.S. role. Coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, an honor indeed, to welcome back Dr. Mark T. Esper, who was the 27th Secretary of Defense in U.S. history. And you may say, well, why only 27? Because the position used to be called Secretary of War. It changed under the Truman administration. And when Mark Esper was appointed the 27th Secretary of Defense, in July of 2019 by President Trump, he was confirmed by a 90-8 vote by the U.S. Senate in a very rare bipartisan fashion. He is the author of the best-selling memoir about his service during a very turbulent time for the United States. The book is called A Sacred Oath, and it's posted at the website. Mark, if I may, you've tweeted recently about the idea of a ceasefire in the Middle East, and you are not in favor of a ceasefire, but you do keep in mind an open mind about the appropriate need for a humanitarian pause. Is this just a question of language, of differences in designation, or is there a real and meaningful difference between a ceasefire and a humanitarian pause?
It's a great question, and in my mind there is a difference in terms of how I interpret it, and others do as well. But I think you have to go back to the foundation of this, and that is under international law, specifically the Geneva Conventions, Israel, the United States, many other countries, mostly democracies, have signed on to be bound by the laws of armed conflict. We call the laws of war. And under the laws of war, there are responsibilities by each side, and that is to, of course, take care of prisoners, to not, not target civilians. And when you're dealing in a situation like this with urban warfare, you're supposed to respect civilian infrastructure, museums, hospitals, things like that. You're supposed to allow, all with proportionality and reasonableness, humanitarian aid and humanitarian corridors to function. So anyways, that's kind of sets the stage for my view that, on one hand, I do not support a ceasefire because I think a ceasefire conveys something more than just a pause, something longer in term. And my view is that any type of cessation of hostilities benefits Hamas. It allows them the chance to regroup, to refit, to rearm, and to continue their attacks on Israelis. With regard to a pause, I see that as something very limited in time and purpose and location. So in other words, you might say, we should have a pause in the conflict for a couple hours to allow civilians to escape or to exit this location to move to another. Or we would have an hour long pause in order to exchange prisoners or to release hostages. I think under those circumstances it makes sense. But it has to be limited, and again, in both time and scope and purpose, because otherwise Hamas benefits in this war that they started with the slaughter of innocent Israelis, on that October 7th. So that's how I define it, and that's kind of how I've laid it out.
And you talk about Hamas starting this war. We're still fighting the war that Vladimir Putin started. It's going on 2 years ago. And actually, his attacks on Ukraine date back to 2014, a long time ago. There is a defense news raising questions with these two big wars going on that the United States may not be able any longer to fight two major wars at one time. That used to be the focus of our defense preparation, that we had to be able to do that. Do you think that the question of America being able to handle two wars at once, do you think that is a bigger question than it should be?
The question of being able to fight and win two wars at the same time has its roots, obviously, in World War II, when we confronted two major theaters. And for some period of time, that was the strategy. But these days, clearly, there's not the appetite, not the political will to fund a military that could do that. And in fact, during my time, even in uniform, going back to the early 90s, we didn't have the means to do that. A strategy at that time was called, win, hold, win. In other words, you'd fight one fight while you held off on the other one, and then you'd go back and fight the second one. So we don't have the political will. We don't have the fiscal ability and frankly, maybe not even the manpower to build a military big enough to fight two wars. Now, that said, the related question here is, do we have the defense industrial base to sustain our allies, our partners into conflict. And that is a question mark right now. We've done a lot depleting our own reserves and tapping out our defense industrial base. It's a defense industrial base that I actually worked in for several years. It was geared toward efficiency and not toward surges and not toward an extended conflict like we've seen, as you said, in Europe. So slowly that is coming back online. DOD was a little slow in terms of getting that going again. Congress has been even slower in terms of providing the money and the authorities to do that. But it's going to take some time, a couple years or so, to get the defense industrial base to a point where we could continue to not just support a conflict in Ukraine and Israel, but also be prepared in case the Chinese try to do something in Asia.
And speaking about Ukraine and Asia, Taiwan, and what is going on in Gaza, do you believe that Congress should expedite the additional aid to Ukraine that President Biden has asked for? And what would be your message to Republicans who say that money should go to protect our own border, not the border between Ukraine and Russia?
Yeah, so look, I think Congress should pass the entire package, which includes, it's $105 billion, which includes funding for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the Southwest border security. So I think it's a comprehensive package. All the issues are national security related in my mind. In some ways they are linked, of course. You know, if you look at the conflict in Ukraine and the conflict in Israel, in both cases, you have Iran providing weapons to the antagonists, and you have Russia supporting as well. And if you even China has taken the side of, for all intents and purposes, opposed Israel in this conflict. So look, I think the arguments of Republicans who say we can't support Ukraine because we have to support or have border security, I think it's a mistake, and I think it's a false choice. We can do both. We should do both. I think now it's becoming nearly bipartisan agreement that our border is in crisis, and we don't have good control over who's coming across. And so I think passing the entire package would make sense.
That's Mark Esper. Mark's book, it's a New York Times bestseller. It's a memoir of his service as our Secretary of Defense, which he compiled honorably and brilliantly. The book is called A Sacred Oath, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, more on the war at home, coming up on the MedMed Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A motorcycle rally in Texas erupted into gunfire over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun. Galveston is about 50 miles southeast of Houston in the Gulf of Mexico.
Voters in Ohio making their decision tomorrow on Issue 1, an amendment that would enshrine abortion with almost no limits into Ohio's constitution. President Biden says over 70 Americans so far have been able to leave war-torn Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Michael Medved show. President Trump had his day in court. Now, he's been coming to the courtroom very regularly to hear the testimony of others, but today he testified. And he was predictably feisty, indignant, and by the way, so were his attorneys. One of his principal attorneys in this case, and in others, but right now she's preoccupied with this case in New York, which is a civil case, and it's a civil case launched by the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, and it's a case about Trump's business practices, which had been going on for years and years, overvaluing his properties in order to get better terms on loans and bigger loans. And some of this, I believe that the difference between the court or investigation claims was the actual value of Mar-a-Lago. They thought it was $18 million, and President Trump was valuing it at $1.5 billion, which is what, 10 or 100 times less? In any event, Trump's lawyer, who's been at his side throughout this court proceeding, Alina Hobbit, she actually came outside the courtroom, and after the proceedings had concluded, she had some harsh words for the judge in the case, who's already said that Trump was guilty, has been guilty, and the Trump Organization of overvaluing their properties. This is the indignant response of Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, and her riposte to Judge Arthur Engoron, who has been presiding over the trial. Listen.
Doesn't matter what your politics are. Everyone has a right in this country to get up and put a defense. I don't care who you are. You have a right to hire a lawyer who can put objections on the record. You have a right to hire a lawyer who can stand up and say something when they see something wrong. But I was told to sit down today. I was yelled at. And I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here.
Okay. And we will see what happens with Alina Haba saying she's not going to tolerate this. Meanwhile, there is obviously more and some surprising evidence of the split among Democrats in terms of responding to the war in the Middle East. I'm very proud to say and very pleased to say that the Republican Party has taken a nearly unanimous stand in behalf of Israel and defending Israel. And Democrats, not so much. And there's an example of that because the example is a contrast between Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama, two very prominent Democrats, one of whom was a two-term president, the other of whom ran two credible, though also ran campaigns for president. And Bernie Sanders has never been a particularly big booster of Israel, even though as a young man he went there and lived there for a couple of weeks. But that was many, many years ago. It's been a long time since Bernie Sanders has been a young man. The senator from Vermont was speaking to CNN today, and he said, "I don't know how you can have a ceasefire." Thank you, Bernie. You can't have a ceasefire with an organization like Hamas, he said, which is dedicated to turmoil and chaos and destroying the state of Israel. I think what the Arab countries in the region understand is that Hamas has got to go, he adds. Sanders is one of Israel's loudest critics in Congress, calling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government racist and regularly blasting its policies vis-a-vis the Palestinians. But his comments to CNN are being tweeted by several Israeli officials, ostensibly seeking to demonstrate the widespread political opposition in the U.S. to calls for a ceasefire. And here's what Bernie sounded like in those comments to CNN. Listen.
Well, I don't know how you could have a ceasefire, permanent ceasefire, with an organization like Hamas, which is dedicated to turmoil and chaos and destroying the state of Israel. And I think what the Arab countries in the region understand, that Hamas has got to go.
Okay, that's as clear as it could be, and I hope that some of those people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who take the opposite point of view, who basically take a pro-Hamas point of view, I wish they would think back at their own confidence in Bernie and being part of the supporters for the Sanders for President campaign and listen to what the man has to say. Now, somebody else who has been president, Barack Obama, he was doing an interview with Pod Save America in front of a live audience. And he said that, well, on the one hand and on the other hand, he naturally described the situation as complex. Here is President Obama. Clip 10.
And there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is is unbearable. And what is also true is that there is a history of the Jewish people that may be dismissed unless your grandparents or your great-grandparents or your uncle or your aunt tell you stories about the madness of anti-Semitism. And what is true is that there are people right now who are dying who have nothing to do with what Hamas did.
Okay. This is very difficult, and because basically when he is talking about the occupation, what is he talking about? How can you have an occupation when you have no personnel anywhere in the territory? And until this war began, there were no Jewish soldiers, cops, or residents, no Jews of any kind, or Israelis, because not all Israelis are Jewish. In fact, right now there's been a bunch of attention to some of the hostages that were taken who were Arab Israelis, but leave that aside for a moment. I mean, the idea that there is an occupation that is unbearable in Gaza, when in 2005, the Prime Minister of Israel at that time, a very right-wing Prime Minister named Arik Sharon, whose nickname was the Bulldozer, Arik Sharon ordered the complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which had been held by the Israelis from 1967 to 2005. During that time period, by the way, far from a genocide, the population quadrupled. Now, genocide, look up the dictionary definition. Genocide means reducing a population deliberately by killing people. That wasn't the case in Gaza because the population increased so dramatically under Israeli control. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the problems with Barack Obama as President of the United States was the idea that everything was on the one hand and on the other hand, and nothing was clear cut, and there were no clear lines drawn in the sand. And when there were clear lines drawn in the sand, as there were about serious use of chemical weapons, where he said, yes, this would be a red line, he didn't pay attention to the red line. And in his recent comments to a podcast, obviously, called Pod Save America, and with a live audience there, President Obama looked at what has happened in the Middle East and couldn't find it in his heart to say, look, this was not a war that Israel wanted, or that Israel started, or that was initiated by some kind of Israeli action. The Israelis pulled out of Gaza entirely in 2005 with the hope, as Israelis said at the time, that Palestinians would develop their own government, have some kind of functioning democracy where they could actually live next door and build something beautiful at Gaza, which, as I've mentioned before, is actually some pretty nice-looking beachfront, and would have real possibilities if it were not run by a group of psychotic, degenerate terrorist thugs. But who does Obama blame for the bloodshed and the horror and the misery? And yes, there is real suffering by the Palestinian people in addition to the all the Israeli victims. What is the responsibility chain there? Who is responsible? Here's Barack Obama's viewpoint. Listen.
You have to take in the whole truth, and you then have to admit nobody's hands are clean, that all of us are complicit to some degree. I look at this and I think back, what could I have done during my presidency to move this forward as hard as I tried? I've got the scars to prove it. But there's a part of me that's still saying, well, was there something else I could have done? That's the conversation we should be having. Not just looking backwards, but looking forward. And that can't happen if we are confining ourselves to our outrage. I would rather see you out there talking to people, including people who you disagree with. If you genuinely want to change this, then you've got to figure out how to speak to somebody on the other side and listen to them and understand what they are talking about and not dismiss it. Because you can't save that child without their help. Not in this situation.
Okay. When you talk about needing the help of Hamas, and when you talk about this particular terror organization, which, by the way, has made no offer about getting a ceasefire and facilitating release of the hostages. There's still 240 people who are being held hostage. God knows how they're being treated. And when you actually look at some of the movies, this is, by the way, one of the latest things, is that the movies are all fake. And it's all fake. And the Hamas didn't really behead people. And they didn't really gouge their eyes out. And they didn't really kill children in front of their parents and kill parents in front of their children. None of this really happened. Except they have the victims and the eyewitnesses. And the fact that Hamas was proud of this, and that Hamas supporters look back on October 7th and talk about that as a exhilarating day. That's what the Professor Rickford at Cornell said. It was an exhilarating day. And we played, on Friday, we played some of the audio from a rally, pro-Hamas rally at Penn, where the speaker was talking about the glorious achievements of the resistance. And what a glorious day October 7th was, when 1,400 people, almost all of them civilians, were slaughtered by the Hamas. And what President Obama says is you need to talk to them. The main prerequisite for building some kind of possibility for this two-state solution that people are still holding on to as an ideal and a solution is, okay, how do you have a two-state solution with a certainty that you are not going to be attacked all of a sudden out of the clear blue October sky by the other state living next to you? And whatever support there was in Israel, and there always has been some, for a two-state solution was greatly reduced by what happened on October 7th. Because the idea being that, okay, we vacated Gaza, we allowed the Palestinians to do whatever they wanted with Gaza, Israel did not interfere, and even when Hamas won the election and then won its little civil war by killing a bunch of people from Fatah, from the Palestinian Authority, even when that happened, Israel had hands off. Because the whole idea was the Palestinians were supposed to build some kind of alternative institution. They didn't. And at this point, there needs to be a more clear acknowledgement by any responsible elements in the Palestinian population that it is necessary to acknowledge that terrorism is evil and that it's wrong, and you don't go after civilians and then expect there to be no consequences except for people rallying to your support at college campuses in the United States and in some of the capital cities of Europe. John Bolton was on CNN with Jim Acosta, and he asked, I think, a very good question. This is clip 7.
Israel didn't start this. We didn't start this. It's Israel that's under attack now. It's Americans in the region that are under attack. How many are going to be put at risk? We've been very lucky, I would have to say. Some of the Shia groups in Iraq are incompetent, would be a polite way to put it. And we haven't had a serious loss of American life. We've had some and some wounded. But the day could come when we would see significant American casualties as a result of the actions of Iran's surrogates, done absolutely with their knowledge and probably direction. So what do you do then, Jim? You just say, oh, it's too bad, isn't it? Too bad.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I mean, that's obviously, that's what you're talking about, a hypothetical.
Well, would you retaliate?
I mean,
sure it is. That's right. But it could happen tomorrow.
Obviously, that raises a whole set of issues, and obviously more options would be on the table. And in a situation like that, as you know, Ambassador, any American president would look at those options in that kind of situation.
Okay. And then there was another exchange, and this was with Margaret Brennan, pressing a spokesperson for the Palestinian Authority to simply condemn the Hamas attacks on Israel, which it would seem to be a minimum if you're going to have any kind of conversation or constructive negotiation. This is clip two.
These are decades worth of problems. I'm just asking about this one specific issue on October 7th and the tax revenue.
It's the result of us not really focusing on the root cause. This is the moment of the U.S.
Well, I understand
to play
there are
the
deep root causes, but on that specific condemnation, it would just be a very quick answer.
Allow me, Margaret, because I watched your interview with the Israeli ambassador, and he said two things very important. He said, you know, those are unintended consequences, the 10,000 innocent people, the almost 5,000 children. I want to also clear the record here. This is deliberate, and this has been the Israeli military doctrine since its establishment, hitting the civilians so they put pressure on the fighters. From the time of the Nakba 1948 and pushing out, ethnically cleansing two-thirds of the nation to Beirut and Sabra and Shatila to Gaza.
Okay. Again, and then he has a great deal of fallacious history that he puts forward, but is unable to say very directly, we believe the terrorist attack, killing people at a music festival in their homes and beheading babies, that is not what we're about. Until the world gets that insurance, we're going nowhere for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.